Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. Have you ever wondered about goals? Why do some people accomplish them and others don't? Have you thought about how you can be better at working towards goals? Well, that's what today's episode of Beyond Transcripts is all about. Matt Bass, founder of Transcript Maker, and I talk all about goals. We're covering SMART goals, what those are and how they help you. We talk about long-term goals, short-term goals, some of the goals that you might want to be setting for yourself as a homeschooling family, or that your homeschooling high schooler or student might want to be setting. And because we're at the start of the year when we're recording this episode, we also talk about New Year's resolutions and how that might not always be the best way to go. But regardless of the time of year that you're listening to this episode, there's going to be some great information for you about goals and how to ultimately get there. Because it's not always easy to set and accomplish your goals, but when you know some strategies and some concepts to apply, you can really increase your chances of getting there. And if you don't like the idea of goals, maybe you've had some bad experiences, or you just don't like the pressure of them, we want to encourage you to stick around and listen. Because by simply getting away from the concept of goals, but still working on something or trying your best to accomplish whatever it is you want to, you're still setting a goal, but just don't call it that. So stick around and find out more about how to accomplish goals. All right, so we are here on the podcast, and this is actually our first episode of the new year. And regardless of when you're listening to this episode, it's going to be meaningful for you. But we're talking about the importance of setting goals. And this is something that people tend to do, especially in the new year, in the form of resolutions. So Matt, do you set resolutions?
Yeah, I do. But I don't think they last very long.
Yeah, mine typically. Don't either. Mine don't either. Yeah. We were saying before we hit record, you know, some people just think the January 1st date is arbitrary. And I just, I find there's something about this idea of a resolution. There's so much pressure on it that, you know, it's like, oh, I have to do it. And people are going to ask if I have resolutions and did I meet my resolutions? So yeah, I don't love resolutions.
Yeah, me either.
So that's why we're going to talk today about the importance of goal setting. And goal setting can happen at any time. And I think really should happen at any time. So we're going to talk about, you know, goals, what they are, why they're important. And really, as people are listening, you know, these ideas can be applied in any area of life, whether that's for you as a homeschooler, a homeschooling family, in your work, in your personal life. Goal setting can be applied anywhere, which is part of what I think is kind of fun to talk about and to listen to. Mm-hmm. So why do you think goals are important?
Well, goals are how we, accomplish things, right? And without goals, we really don't know where we're going or what we're working towards. So, really every day involves achieving certain goals, right? Getting up in the morning, getting a shower, emptying the dishwasher, fixing a meal. Like if you really thought about it, those are your goals each day.
Yeah. And I love that you say that because sometimes people are so anti-goals. They're just, they don't want to set goals. They don't want to work on goals. And I think it is some of that pressure, right? Because then it's like, well, there's this deadline and I have to accomplish it. And I've put it out there for people to hear. And what if I don't achieve it? But we're regularly setting and accomplishing goals. We just don't always call them that. We might think of them as tasks, or sometimes they're dreams, things we want to accomplish. So, you know, as you're listening to this, if you're resistant to the idea of goals, maybe just don't call them goals, but apply these ideas and strategies that we're going to talk about today. But yeah, they give us something to work towards and they give us direction and aim. But what I found and what we're going to talk about is that not all goals are created equal. And I think that's part of why people don't always succeed in them. So what might be holding people back from setting on working on goals? What do you think?
Well, I know for myself, if I'm not hitting a lot of the goals that I set, then it's easy to just get discouraged.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference between goals and wishes.
Yeah.
Like goals require action. You have to work towards them, even if it's a little bit of work every day. So I don't know, when I set a goal and I'm not working towards it, it's easy to just get discouraged and not even want to try anymore. And I think that's why the whole New Year's resolution thing doesn't always work.
Right. Yeah. And I think we sort of end up with this like history, this personal history of goals and if we've accomplished them or not. And, you know, if you haven't been so successful at reaching goals in the past, I think it then influences you feeling like you can achieve goals or not. And so you might be more hesitant or more resistant. I've also found that, you know, people sometimes don't like goals because they've been told their goals, whether it's from their parents, their teachers, their coaches, you know, they're told like, this is what you have to do. And so then I think that people, they don't want to be told what to do. And that's their experience with goals. So they associate goals with something negative.
That's interesting. Yeah. I guess I've done that too on many occasions.
Yeah. You can't tell me what to do. So I just, you know, I'm not going to do anything. But what I find is interesting is that people probably are still working on things, right? Like if we take the language of goals out of it, they still want to accomplish things. They're just not necessarily calling them goals. So like we said, if you're feeling resistant, just toss that name to the side and, you know, think about these ideas and how they might apply. So when we're talking about goals, if someone, you know, is on board with this idea of setting them, what sorts of goals might homeschoolers or their families be setting?
Well, a lot of that depends on the age of your students, right? Mm-hmm. So if your students are younger, your goal might be to just get them to do their chores every day.
Right.
You know, get them to complete their schoolwork without you having to hassle them too much. Mm-hmm. As they get older, goals might involve, you know, being able to do some of their own school planning through high school and, you know, completing courses with greater independence and actually doing some planning for college and that kind of thing. But I know, you know, in my family growing up, a lot of goals centered around chores, and that's a good way to kind of start teaching your kids about, how to set goals and how to achieve them with, you know, small things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in your examples, you kind of gave, two different types of goals, more of a, what we call a short-term goal and a long-term goal. And so there's some, you know, sort of terminology that's helpful to know, I think, when it comes to setting goals so that you are better able to set goals so that you're then more likely to achieve them. So when we talk about short-term and long-term goals, I like to think of this as steps on a staircase, right? Like the long-term goal is the top of the staircase of where you want to get to. And you're somewhere, you know, kind of below the top. And your short-term goals are the steps that you would take to get there, right? So like you said, if you're trying to get into college, there's a lot of short-term goals, right? You could look at each class, completing that as a short-term goal. That gets you there. The short-term goal might be, you know, like you said, chores, and then there's different strategies that you take to reach that short-term goal. Or you could look at it as a long-term goal to get my child to do their chores, like you said, without that extra prodding or, you know, too much hassling of your kid. So short-term and long-term, what's important to remember is there's not a set time frame when it comes to them. It's really relative to you and the task that you're ultimately trying to accomplish. And it's important to break down those bigger long-term goals into shorter-term goals because, you know, think about it. If you've got a child who has a goal to go to college, that might be so far away that it's not super motivating, right? Like they're excited about it, but it's so far away that it seems unrealistic. But if there's a short-term goal of complete certain classes this semester or, you know, find a job that really prepares them, those short-term goals help pave the way for ultimately reaching the long-term goal that they're trying to get to.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so I know I've heard people talk about how you should only set realistic goals. You should set smaller goals that you know you can achieve because then you kind of get that psychological boost. Mm-hmm. But then I've heard other people say, well, no, you need to set like big, audacious goals.
Yes. There's some people who say you got to dream big, right? And I think you do. I think that without people dreaming big, right, and setting those huge goals that didn't seem achievable, we wouldn't have so many of the amazing advances that we do. So there is something to be said for those big, huge, kind of wild goals that almost seem like, well, I could never do this. So there is benefit to that. But the flip side is that it can be unmotivating when you're like, I don't think I could ever play in the NBA. Like that's my dream, but it's not realistic. So I think you kind of have to check in with yourself and see if that's motivating or if it isn't. And then that's where maybe some of those shorter term goals do help you get there. And the research does show that you want it to be realistic, but still a challenge, right? If the goal is simply get out of bed, for most people, that's a little too simple, right? That's not enough of a challenge. For some people, that might be the challenging goal that is realistic, to get out of bed each day. But for many of us, it's just like, nah, well, then I'm just not going to do it. That was too easy. So yeah, setting those challenging but realistic goals is helpful. And when you're setting your goals, whether it's those short-term goals or those long-term goals, a great way to think about kind of how you set that goal is to use an acronym called SMART. And that stands for specific, measurable, adjustable, realistic, and timed. And so this is kind of something that, you know, people hear, but they don't always know what it means. So I'll kind of walk us through how you might use that. You know, people, I think, tend to set sometimes vague goals, like, you know, we're here at the new year. So people say, I want to get in better shape, right? Or I want to work out, I want to be healthier. But it's like, well, what does that mean? You might have general ideas. Well, I want to eat better. I want to go to the gym, but even those aren't very specific. So a SMART goal, making that specific, might be, I want to work out at least 3 days a week, right? We've gotten much more specific. Or I want to lose at least 5 pounds. So you're getting really specific about what it is that you're wanting to achieve. For our high school students, getting a high school diploma, that's very specific, right? So sometimes the goal just, it's specific already, but if it's not, you want to make it specific. The M stands for measurable. So you want to have a way to measure your goal, meaning, do I know when I've accomplished it? But also there might be ways to measure your progress along the way. So like we said, if I just want to get healthier, well, what does that mean, right? But if you're looking at, well, I want to get my cholesterol down to a certain number, or again, I'm looking at a number on a scale, you can take things that are a little less quantifiable and make them quantifiable. So maybe you just want to have more energy. So what you can do is you can say, well, if I think about it now, my energy is at like a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And I'd really like to have, you know, a 7 or 8 level of energy. So if you're finding you do want to set goals around kind of areas of life that are just more about how you're feeling or even how you're thinking, just kind of give it a number, like give yourself a rating. And that can be good too for our high schoolers. Like if they're trying to get more confident in their public speaking, you know, right now I'm only at a 4, but I want to get to a 6. That's really important to me. So just finding a way to measure that can be really useful. And I think that's something a lot of times we miss out on, because you want to know if you've reached your goal or not, right?
Yeah. If you can't measure it, you never know if you reached it or not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I could just keep saying, well, I want to get healthy. But if I never really know what healthy means to begin with, then I don't know if I've gotten there. And so you miss kind of like the celebration and noting the progress of how you're doing. So again, that's the beginning of SMART. The S is specific. The M is measurable. The A is adjustable. Now, there are other A's that people sometimes hear, but why I find adjustable important is because sometimes goals become very black and white. I reach it or I didn't, or I realize I'm off track, so I'm done. But really, goals can be adjusted. So if my goal, I got specific, I said I wanted to lose 5 pounds by the end of the year. Maybe I set this a couple months ago, and then I realized, you know what, life got busy. I'm not going to make it by the end of the year. I don't just want to throw that goal out. I might say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to adjust it. I'm going to adjust my time frame. So now it's by the end of February. I want to lose that 5 pounds. Just knowing that you can adjust your goals is really important. Or if you find that you're off track, or even if you are doing better than you thought, right? If you said to yourself, let's go back to our confidence in public speaking. So our high schooler says, well, I want to get to a 6 in confidence in public speaking 6 months from now. And in 2 months, they're already at a 6. Well, someone might say, well, I'm just, okay, I'm done. If you adjust that goal, well, I want to get to an 8 then in the next 4 months, if I'm already at a 6. So maybe you surpassed your expectation. It's important to know, you know what, you can adjust your plans. And then the R is that realistic, like we talked about. You need to decide if it's realistic for you, but remember that a bit of a challenge can be good. And if you want to dream big, you absolutely can, because if you feel it's realistic, that's awesome. And then the T is for timed. So just knowing what's the time frame that you want to accomplish that goal in, you know, for high school, again, you might want to know, when am I graduating? For losing that weight, have a certain time frame. Sometimes when we adjust, it's the time frame that we're adjusting. But without that, there's just no sense of urgency, right? It's like, maybe I'll work out tomorrow then. because I didn't say when I'm going to lose that 5 pounds. So
right.
I'm going to have that cookie instead. That couch is looking really nice right now. So those are, that's, you know, again, a way to just kind of set goals that you're more likely to be able to accomplish is when you set that SMART goal. And you can have SMART short-term goals, SMART long-term goals. Again, those short-term goals are the stair steps to get to your long-term goal. And I will say you can be working on more than one short-term goal at a time, either to get to that same long-term goal or be working on multiple goals at once. But just be careful not to be doing too many things at once when it comes to your goals, because you can kind of burn out and get distracted.
Sure. Yeah.
So those are just kind of some good principles to think of. And then once you have those short-term goals, you then want to come up with the strategies. So what am I actually going to do? Like you said, that action, right? Mm-hmm. To get to that first goal. So it's like, here's that first step and I'm here. You can't always just hop right up, right? So it's like, what are those little steps I'm taking to get to that first goal?
Yeah.
So when should people apply these ideas? When do you think? When's a good time for goal setting?
Well, you know, even though the resolution thing doesn't always work, first of the year is good mm-hmm. for planning. But really, it seems to me like it should be an ongoing thing, right?
Yeah.
You should be checking back on this stuff pretty frequently.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, once a month, once every 2 weeks. I guess it depends on how many goals you have, what your life is like.
Yes.
But periodically checking back and doing some planning and kind of adjusting your goals, right? Mm-hmm. The middle part of SMART.
Yep.
Can be done on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the beginning of the year, like we said, it's kind of got that bad rap for resolutions that people don't stick with. But it is also kind of a nice fresh slate. But in some ways it is arbitrary, right? It's like, okay, yeah, it's January 1st and we have 12 months in the year, 3 months in the first quarter, but you know, school's going year round, or you're an athlete year round. You want to be healthy year round. So January is a good time, but you know, if you're listening to this in March or any other time of the year, yeah, really, like you said, it's a trick question. You can set goals at any time and you might find that, you know, you've accomplished a goal and that's great. Celebrate it. And then, you know, it's time to set another one, whether it's the same sort of area of life, you know, something else for school, or something in your personal life or something in your work life, you can regularly be setting those goals. And you also mentioned something really important, which is checking in on your goals, right? Is to check that progress. I kind of like to compare setting goals to a map if you were going to be going on a road trip. Now, we adults on the conversation remember a time before GPS, right? Where you actually had to get out the map, or the only way to do it was like on the internet and then you printed out the map. But, you know, I'm here in California. And if I said, you know, Matt, I'm going to come visit you in Texas, I would need to know how I'm going to get there, right? So my goal is I'm going to visit you in Texas. But if I don't have the roadmap, if I don't have the plan, you know, I could end up in Canada before I end up in Texas, right? If I'm not paying attention to the route that I want to take. So that plan is really important. But then it's also important to check in, because I could have a plan and be like, all right, I know the direct route to get there. But if I take a wrong turn and I don't check in with myself, you know, I'm now in Washington when I'm to get to Texas. So yeah, that regular checking in with yourself is important to see if you're off track, but to also see if you're excelling more than you thought, because then, you know, you can adjust. Do I make the goal more challenging, or do I stay on course and then I just set a new goal? So that checking in can be really important. And, you know, we didn't mention this, but having someone to help keep you accountable can be really useful too. I mean, you can be working on your goals on your own. I think sometimes people get a little nervous telling other people about their goals, you know, mm-hmm. putting it out there, because then it's, you know, it's that pressure. But for a lot of us, I know for me, if I just set a goal for myself, I'm probably not going to do it. If someone else knows, that's when I'm going to be more motivated. So it's important to know yourself and to know what's going to help you. But, you know, make a poster of your goals, maybe draw that staircase or put it in your phone, or, you know, let your parents know, let your coworker know that here's what you're working on, to help, you know, give you that encouragement and that accountability as you work on it.
Yeah, that's great. In terms of where to actually plan goals, just piece of paper, a whiteboard, like what?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Yeah. Both, all, and every. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's wherever you feel best about it. I'm very visual. So I like to see what I'm working on. Like, we are saving for a Disneyland vacation for next summer. So I drew like one of those little thermometers. And as we save money, I'm, you know, coloring the thermometer to see where we're at. So for me, that's kind of fun and exciting. So depending on, most of us have our phone, right? So maybe having that note in your phone, setting daily reminders, like let's say you have a goal for drinking more water. One of your strategies is maybe an alarm every hour so that you're reminded to be drinking water, but you can also be kind of checking in with your goals. But yeah, a whiteboard is great, putting it on a piece of paper, but writing it down, research has shown, increases your chances of doing and accomplishing that goal. Even if you don't share it with anyone else, the fact that you committed it to paper is really helpful. And then putting it somewhere where you can see it visually is also helpful. So, you know, we can use technology to our advantage, but I do think that having it somewhere that you can see is useful. So the whiteboard is a great idea. Even just sticky notes of reminders can be useful. If you use some sort of, you know, planner or bullet journal, incorporating your goals into that can be really useful. But there's no real right or wrong. But I'd say go beyond just mentally reflecting on it and actually committing a goal or the plan of what you want to do somewhere.
Sure.
Paper, journal, app on your phone. Yeah, that's kind of what will help get you going on it.
Awesome. Yeah.
So hopefully all these ideas have been helpful. And like we said, you know, resolutions sometimes fall flat. So set some goals beginning of the year at any point in time. And if you don't like the idea of goals, throw it out. It's just something you're working on, something you want to do, but use these ideas and hopefully it'll help you get there. Any final thoughts for us before we finish up, Matt?
Well, for any homeschoolers with students in high school, some good goals to be thinking about this year are which college does your student want to attend, if they want to go to college at all, because not everyone needs to. What are they thinking of majoring in? And some additional goals to set are to complete a college application and get your transcript in order.
Yeah.
Because it's never too early to start planning out a good transcript.
Absolutely.
So I would encourage everyone to set that, especially if your student is in his sophomore or junior year, to start to set that as a goal for 2019 to get a transcript going.
Absolutely. And even if you're listening to this as we approach the midpoint of the year or later, those are always good times to get a little more organized, get going on your record keeping, and especially your transcripts, because it's no fun to find out at the very end that you're not quite prepared. So thankfully we can give them some help there as well. But thank you so much, Matt. This is really fun talking about goals, and I'm inspired. I'm not setting resolutions, but I'm gonna set some goals when we're done here.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. All right, go get your pen and your paper or your phone or your computer and start working on those goals. Remember, there is really never a bad time to do it. And like we said, if the idea of goals is off-putting, just don't call them that. That's okay. And as we also said, getting your transcripts in line is a fantastic goal to have. So don't forget, we can help you with that. We have a 2-week free trial if you have not already checked us out. And if you would like more information emailed directly to you, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter.